to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT.
The King of Crack.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Sean Connery with Clint Eastwood, Lou Holtz, and the fourth member of our Olympic bobsled team, producer Adam Abdallah. That's in our dream world. In reality, I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and the fourth member of our Olympic bobsled team, Adam Abdallah.
You know, funny.
Remember, it was a week or so ago. It might have been 2 weeks ago. I was talking about that there's no way, things that I wouldn't want to do or couldn't do, and there's no way I ever wanted to be a ski jumper. Well, then I decided, you know, sometimes you just have to face your fears. So I did it.
You went ski jumping this
week? I went ski jumping, and I can't show the video, but I do have the sound. That's it, the whole way down.
Is that at the local Naperville park?
Yeah, that was only a 10-foot
right,
jump. So Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, you've got tons of stuff going. The auction ends February 13th, and the bidding is hot and heavy on some of your stuff, Bill.
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of response so far, and the last week is always the busiest, so it's a good prelude to what's to come, hopefully.
Vince and I were talking about that Shoeless Joe Jackson circa 1913 Draper and Maynard advertising display. Already has 22 bids on it. It's
right
up to $3,000. That thing's rolling.
And yeah, I don't think that's done yet.
Oh, no. That will be interesting to see where it ends. How about that Cal Ripken 1980 Charlotte O's Police Orange Border card, Beckett Vintage graded 8, the highest graded, $7,000 already, and that could go higher also.
Oh, yeah, that's nowhere near done yet. The interesting thing about those cards is the cheerleader card of, I think, is it like $500 or something last I had looked? And I'm curious to see what that thing ends at, because supposedly that's one of only two known to exist, and it's the only one I think that's ever been submitted for encapsulation or grading. I guess those things were given out by the police departments or whoever it was that gave them out in Charlotte that year, and they would just hand one out randomly, and when they handed a kid a little cheerleader card, that went in, you know, right in the trash can.
So. Oh, from that 1980 set, it's a cheerleader card that does that much?
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Wow. I think I'm going to take a trip to Charlotte.
There's got to be more of those tucked away somewhere.
No, there have to be sets somewhere. You would think people in Charlotte, if anybody in Charlotte is, now that's something to really check your boxes. If you're listening on the internet in Charlotte, check for those 1980 Charlotte O's Police Orange Border cards. Man alive, cheerleader card doing. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. I'm talking that way because I see that Rodney Danger Lantern is leading it off today. Rodney, what do you have?
I tell you, that Tom Morgan, he's no bargain either. The other day, I bought a box of cards from him. He guaranteed me 3 hits. I told him I only got 2, so he hit me.
I'll tell you.
Nice, that was good.
Hey, Lantern, you got that free box, right?
I did.
And?
Kevin Durant Auto.
You
nice.
Lucky lantern dog, you,
nice.
I'll tell you. See what happens? You do a Rodney impression, all of a sudden your luck changes for the better.
I got a little respect, I tell you.
So how about, now you grew up in New York as a Mets fan. The news this week of Ralph Kiner dying, you must have watched him quite a bit, huh, Lantern?
Yeah, actually, a lot of people don't know. He used to have, right after the games, he used to have a show called Kiner's Corner.
And it was really cheesy. I mean, it was a bad show, but he'd have the guys, the players up after the game, and they'd talk a while. But, he's a big part of Mets history.
Yeah, he did that for a long time.
Yeah, Channel 9.
Yeah. Bill Huggins, have you had any good Ralph Kiner stuff in any of your auctions, any game used from Kiner?
Well, I can't remember anything special coming in on him.
Yeah, I didn't remember seeing anything. He seemed like a really good guy, though.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He's been, him and Johnny Mize, those guys that played back then, had, you know, he had kind of a career like Sandy Koufax, 10 just killer years, you know.
I guess he retired with a back injury and after 10 years, where now if he had had that same thing, it was probably a herniated disc or something, and, you know, they had done the surgery, would have been fine. Hey, Lantern, you know, we really don't care what you have. He gone. Okay, next on the line we have Mike from Naperville. What do you have today, Mike?
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Good.
I have a dual-cut signature auto of Burley Grimes and Jesse Haynes, number 9 of 10.
9 of 10. Is that from, like, a Legendary Cuts?
Yeah, 2011.
You know, those are two of the easier Hall of Fame signatures, so I don't think that would be... You might have trouble even getting 100 for that card, would think, in an auction. Yeah, it's a pretty cool card, but... that one I don't think would really do that much. Now, speaking of cut signatures, in the Huggins and Scott auction that goes this week, it's online right now at HugginsandScott.com. They have some incredible cut signature cards in the auction that ends February 13th. One of them is the Ty Cobb 2003 Topps Tribute 1-of-1 cut signature. That is a beautiful card. And that thing right now, I believe, is at $1,900. I looked some of these up last night. Now, I looked up that Joe Jackson last night. It was at $2,750. I check it today. It's at $3,000. So I don't know if the Cobb has changed from that point. But also, there's a Walter Johnson 1-of-1 cut signature from 2005 Upper Deck Ultimate. It was an Ultimate Signature, graded Beckett 9 with a 10 autograph. That card was at $1,400 already. So check out HugginsandScott.com. There's some big-time stuff there. You have any favorites going on right now in the auction, Bill? Anything that you think might be undervalued for people, or anything that's a neat item that you want to let people know about?
Well, gosh, there's hundreds of them. It's hard to single out any one. I think you've touched on a couple of the key things that everybody's been telling us is the hot thing right now. And that's the whole thing about our auction is when we put things in from the auction, I tell people a lot of times who consign stuff to us that if you give me 9 items, at the end of the auction, you're going to find 3 of the items got what you thought they got. 3 of the items you probably thought would have done a little better, and 3 of them you wish you had a house full because you never thought they'd get that much.
Yeah.
And going into the auction, I don't know which of the 3 categories the 9 items are going to fall into.
Right. You know? That is the fun thing about following auctions. You really never know.
Now, we see this Lou Gehrig signed baseball up to $12,000 already. We know what category that fell into.
Yeah. that's
nice.
Who knows how high that one will go. You know, I don't think with my stupid opening, I don't think I gave the number here for people to call in. The number is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. It could be sports, pop culture, political, whatever you might have. And this week, Vince, what are we giving away to one caller or tweeter even?
Donated by Panini to us for the contest this week. We're going to give away a 2013 box of Panini Elite Basketball.
Those are nice-looking cards. The real nice-looking autograph cards in there. It's a nice product. And speaking of Twitter, my Twitter ID is TCrownTom. If you tweet a picture to me of an item that you have and we use it on the show, we'll also put you in the drawing. And then whatever name gets drawn at the end, you just have to tweet your info to vince@ercdelivery.com, and he will deliver free of charge the box to your door. Which he,
that's right.
That must have been difficult to deliver a box to Lantern's house, huh?
Well, with a Durant auto in it.
If you had only known.
Special service Lantern, on that one.
Lantern kicking butt.
That's right.
The Riverview guy is on. What do you have, Riverview guy?
Sorry, I think you're good, huh, kid? Lady fingers. How you doing, guys?
Not bad.
Good morning.
I've got an autographed book written by James Lovell, and it's autographed by Commander James Lovell of Apollo 13.
Well, James Lovell, huh? It's a book authored by him and signed by him.
Yes, he wrote the book, and it's about Apollo 13, about the problems they had.
Oh, I bet that's a pretty good book. Did you? Yeah. Bill, I don't think he's one of the higher-priced astronauts, is he?
Well, he's certainly one of the most popular ones based on the movie and everything.
Yeah.
I, as far as value, I would say it's certainly several hundred dollars.
Well, nice. Yeah, very good.
I also have a couple of Animal Story albums autographed by Uncle Lair.
Larry Lujack, huh?
Yeah, I met him several years ago.
Yeah. Did he seem like a pretty good guy?
Oh, yeah. He got a flat tire at my brother's gas station, and he was going out for a pack of cigarettes, unfortunately. That's probably what succumbed him to esophageal cancer. But, he was gracious. He gave me 45 minutes of his time. He waited at the gas station so I can get down there. And he signed my Animal Story albums.
Does your brother still have that gas station?
No.
Okay.
He was working there. The place is closed. It was in Rolling Meadows.
Because I was going to say, the other day I was talking about, you never see those things anymore, the old air pumps for tires where you would...
Yeah, right. Well, he had a flat.
Did he have one of those at his place?
He had a flat. Larry said he had to wait for his car in the morning, so... The girl called me, the cashier, when he came in for his car, and I asked him if he could stay there. I'd be down there 20 minutes, and he autographed my albums. He was so nice.
Yeah, I don't think he's more of a local celebrity. I don't think he'd be worth that much.
Yeah, he was a really great guy, though.
He just passed away recently, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
did. A couple of months ago. I would think probably maybe, $20 or $30, but... neat. Very neat. Let's get Paul from Kenosha, Wisconsin. How's the weather up there, Paul? You making it through the winter?
Oh, yeah. Just hanging in there. That's all you can do.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. I have a baseball signed by the late James Gandolfini. He signed it James Tony Gandolfini.
Oh, did you get that in person?
No.
How is that authenticated?
I want to say it was from one of the places. It's a place in northern Illinois. There was a show, and there was, and when I bought it, I'll be honest with you, I saw it online on eBay, and one was going for like 125, one was going for 150, and I called him, and he said I talked to the guy, emailed him, he said it's going by who authenticated it, and he said that, I'll tell you what, he goes, I was at the same show, he goes, and he signed it one next to the other, it's just who authenticated it.
Okay.
I don't know if it was Spence or not.
Well, I know his most of his signed cards out of Leaf Pop Century go $75 to $100. A signed baseball, I haven't seen one. I would think that would be more. Bill, have you had a Gandolfini baseball in your auctions?
No, we haven't. I know we had, I'm not sure which auction it was in, he had a signed cast photo of a bunch of the gang there, but not a single signed Gandolfini ball. No.
I would think a few hundred on a single signed ball from Gandolfini. That's just a guess because I haven't seen any, but I think that would do well. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. Get your calls in with your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, and we'll try to answer your questions. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, political, pop culture items. If you have something you think is valuable, give us a call. You'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a box of 2013-14 Panini Elite Basketball to one caller, or if you tweet me an item to T Crown Tom as my Twitter ID. And if we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing for the box of Panini Elite Basketball. The number here is 312-332-3776. Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auction going on this week. Ends February 13th. Vince and I were talking about this 1858 Flying Eagle 1 cent proof coin. That's at $3,250. Now, first off, I didn't know you guys even did coins. How you tell a little about that and this particular item. Why is that so valuable?
Well, I am not the coin guy. I have a guy that does the coins for us, Stevie. He works with a lot of our consignors for the coins. But we've kind of branched out, as you talk about, you know, other items that we do, pop culture, political. And
yeah,
we've kind of branched out into coins and some comics and stuff like that. It's just we found that a lot of our sports collecting buyers and stuff, they all have crossover things that they're into as well as the sports stuff. Some are into coins and cards. Some are into comics and cards, political stuff. So we just try and teach her a little bit of different types of stuff. And I've gotten feedback from a lot of our consigners who tell me, Bill, you get more for some of this offbeat stuff than we do in a coin auction. And I think the only reason being is in an 800 or 900 or 1,000 lot auction, we only have 5 or 6 or 7 or 4 coins. So
yeah,
the guys who are coin collectors, maybe be 500 or 1,000 of them on my mailing list, they're like, well, I only have 7 to pick some. I'll pick that one.
Right.
They don't have a whole catalog full of coins. So
yeah, that's pretty neat. It's a good idea that you did that. Some other
it
things
works out very well for our consigners on coins.
I believe it. That 1960-61 Colts Jumbo Promo Bobblehead, $4,750. The bobblehead guy would be going nuts over that.
Yeah, those are the promos. The story behind those is, and I don't know if it's 100% true, this is from talking to a lot of the people who deal in bobbleheads. They were issued in the early 1960s with all the other ones, and they were supposedly issued and displayed at airports. And then you in the gift shops or something, and there would be the big bobblehead, and then around it would be the little ones that you could buy in the boxes, you know. And these things, about, I don't know, 5 or 8 years ago, all of a sudden started to surface. And they were going, so we had a Redskin one, I think, that went for almost $16,000-$17,000 in one of our auctions. And the Colts one, we had one also that went for about $4,000 or $5,000 back then, but they're just not around. They're the toughest of all the bobbleheads.
There's a lot of big time bobblehead collectors. I hear from people, like there was just a Brandon Saad bobblehead at a Blackhawks giveaway. A customer said he got there, he figured he'd get there an hour early and for sure be able to get one. They were all gone an hour early. The people really like that stuff. It's a good thing to collect. They look pretty cool.
I got a Derrick Rose one they were giving away. He had the MVP. It was him holding the MVP trophy.
Oh, nice.
Before a game, we did a show before the game. So they gave the three guys doing the show and the producer, myself, a bobblehead. And I looked on eBay just to see what it was worth. They were like $300.
Wow.
During
very
the
nice.
Game. Like, people were putting them up on as
I
the
believe
game was
it.
Going
yeah.
On.
That happens a lot. There's a big demand for some of those guys, like, immediately on some of those bobbleheads. So that's in Huggins and Scott Auctions, the Colts Jumbo, and lots of other good stuff. Let's get to some of the calls here. We have Jamie's on the Tri-State. What do you have there, Jamie?
I've got a Bird Magic rookie card. If you remember that year, they were perforated.
Yeah, well, they were teasing. They're toying with the little kids that year, thinking, you know, your little kid get it back. Oh, look, I got one. I get to rip it on the perforations. Hopefully yours isn't ripped, Jamie.
No, it's not. It's still together, and there was a rarity when you would have Julius Erving in the middle of them. They used to mix and match the perforations.
Well, that's the actual rookie card with Bird Magic and Erving. That's considered the rookie card for Bird and Magic. So that's the card that you want. And it in real good shape, I'd recommend getting that baby graded. We were just talking about that card at T-Crown yesterday, actually.
It is in perfect shape. I bought it for $10 in like 1988 at a card store.
Well, very nice. If it's in perfect shape, get it graded. You could get Beckett grading on that one would be really good. If you get a, I think nines are going for somewhere in the $1,000 range on that one. I haven't looked recently, but that's what they were the last time. So if you have, if somehow you have better than a nine, you're in big money on that one. But it, good shape on that card. I just can't believe they did perforations like that. You know, it's like, what kid isn't going to basically, if you play with your cards, you're going to think, oh, it's perforated, I'm going to rip it, a younger kid. Or at least if you were a dumb kid like I was.
Yeah, the foresight was lacking on some of that stuff for all of us, you know.
Yep. Tom from Oak Brook is on the line. What do you have, Tom? Thanks for calling.
Hey, hello. I got a painting, original painting. It's about 48 inches long and 15 inches high with facials of Hossa, Keith, Sharp, Kane, and Taze, all signed with authentication.
Who was the artist? Do you know who the artist was?
He's from Rockford.
Is he a sports artist? I mean, is he known? Does he do any?
I don't know if he's known. I saw him at a signing for Taze and Kane.
Okay.
And he had the painting, and I bought it on site.
Oh, cool. Now, is this numbered, or is it a one-of-one?
No, it's one of the only.
Oh, boy, that's neat. Boy, that's a tough one. That would probably be a tough one to even estimate, right, Bill, in an auction? That could do well.
Yeah, one-of-ones are tough to have any real history to compare it to.
Yeah, I like the fact that they all of them signed it also. That's nice.
Hossa signed it, you know, the 1,000 game.
Yeah. Kane and Taves also, you said?
I'm sorry, what?
Kane and Taves are also on that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I'm thinking hundreds, and you never know. Depends how it looks and how it goes, but that would be a neat auction item to see. I'll tell you, that type of stuff for Blackhawk fans with the two rings, I mean, the Kane and Taves stuff is really hot. It's really good stuff. It's hard to pick stuff up. It seems like nobody really wants to give it up in the Chicago area. You know, I'm always looking for that type of stuff. They're autographed cards at T-Crown, and not too many people bring them in, actually. Okay, we have John from Flossmoor on the line. What do you have there, John?
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I was involved with Red Cloud Athletic and with the WIND radio with Kerr and Jim Durham and the guys. And over the years, I've just had some things, but one that I've got that I'm really like was the day they had the groundbreaking down for the new Kaminsky Park, new White Sox Park, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we were down there that day, and the governor and the mayor, and Brickhouse was the MC. And when it was over, we went across to the barge room to the old Kaminsky, and Jack asked me, he says, John, he says, did you get one of these, the hard hats? They were wearing. I said, no, those were for you celebrities, you know. So Jack said, well, here, take mine. So he signed it for me.
Oh, and, that's cool.
Jack Brickhouse. So I've got his hard hat here, and I've had it for years, and the kids, and I don't know, I think maybe sometimes I think it should be down at the museum at the ballpark, but I've got it here, and heard your show. The other thing I've got here, which I've always liked, and it's in great shape, at one of the Red Cloud Athletic Funds, Buckets the Clown was going around passing out his
the
his
guy that
gear.
Used to be at Sox Park?
No. That was the other guy. No. Okay. Buckets was the family. They owned the company that made the helmets. And Buckets used to do a lot of stuff for Father John Smith.
Okay.
No, that was the guy with the horn.
But yeah.
God love him. But Southpaw.
Well, I think you have some money in the Brickhouse, hard hat. I don't know about Buckets.
well, Buckets, he gave me this, you know, these. He was passing these out to everybody. It's a cow, okay? And I got Harry Carey's signature on it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Holy cow, Harry Carey.
Okay.
Brickhouse is on the other side, and on the back is Ray Meyer. So I've got all three
cool.
of them.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's stuffed
probably
cow.
100 or so on that one, and probably the same, maybe a little more from the Brickhouse hard hat. it took a while to get the point of Buckets. I was about ready to. I almost didn't let him get to the end of that story with Buckets the Clown. You know, yesterday. I was watching, I put on, I don't know if you ever watch Clubhouse Confidential. It's a stats show for baseball. And actually,
on the MLB Network, right?
Yeah, and I think for fantasy baseball players, now if I'm going to get in that league,
yes,
okay, I think it's a good thing to watch. It has a real stats-oriented perspective, and sometimes they overblow the stats, but it's a good thing to know. And it's on for about 20 minutes. my wife's reading a book down there. I'm thinking she's just reading, and I'm watching, and I'm thinking right about the same time, I'm thinking, man, I really like this show. This is a good show. My wife goes, boy, is that a boring show? I didn't even know what she was watching. It's like, okay, different perspectives on the same thing.
That's funny.
Okay, Marty from Geneva's on the line. What do you have there, Marty?
I've got a tour program from the 1977 Led Zeppelin tour signed by Jimmy Page and Otto.
Nice.
Hey, that's cool. From 1977, huh?
Yeah.
Now, did anybody else besides Jimmy Page sign it?
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant also. That's pretty good. Bill, do you think that would be a Huggins and Scott auction item?
Oh, I would think so, yes. That's certainly stuff that there's lots and lots of followers out there on that.
Yeah, that would be any estimates? You think a few hundreds on that one, right?
Unless a few people get excited about it, in which case then it just takes off.
Yeah. That's cool. Marty, did you get that in person?
Yeah, I've also got a copy of Rolling Stone that they signed. That one they signed to me, though.
Yeah, that hurts a little bit, but not a ton. I mean, that's still a good item. If you're thinking of auctioning those items, check with Bill Huggins at Huggins & Scott Auctions during the week. 866-462-2273. Marty, those are cool items.
It's even got more value if he finds a guy named Marty to buy it.
Yeah, yeah. I have a bunch of photos up on the wall at T-Crown. I bought a lot probably 7 or 8 years ago of a bunch. I was collecting Hall of Fame baseball players at the time, and these are all signed photos, a bunch of different Hall of Famers. And some of them were made out to Tom. It's like, oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah. Doesn't help if your name's Fred, though, you know. Okay, who do we have waiting here? Pistol Pat's on the line. What do you have there, Pistol?
Hey, T. Carl and Tom, great show there.
Thanks. Are you a Pistol Pete Maravich collector?
You get it. They used to call me Pistol from the outside. I could bury the threes.
Could you? Did you used to, like, dribble the ball outside the car when you were driving slowly like Pistol Pete did? You ever hear that story? Some of the stuff he'd do, he'd be in the watching a movie, dribbling a basketball, driving in the car. He'd open the window up, dribble the ball outside the window.
That guy was amazing.
He was a magician with the ball. He really was.
Definitely. He was good.
What do you have, Pistol?
Well, here's something you might be interested in. I bought a picture from you, from Mickey Mantle, autographed picture. It's like his rookie card from at your shop about a few years back.
Okay.
And what would that be going for?
Now, you got one of his 50s cards that's signed?
It looks like his rookie card. It's PSA DNA. You had it certified. And it looks like he's got the bat. He's got the bat in his hand. It looks like
So it's probably an 8x10 photo.
Yeah.
I think I've got a photo at home. I haven't looked at them recently, but I think the photos of Mantle are going 150, 200, something like that.
Yeah, I paid $4 at your place for it, though.
Was it that much?
Yeah, it was. It's a nice-looking Mickey Mantle autographed picture, yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I haven't looked at them recently. Like I said, I've got a photo signed at home also, and I really haven't looked at them recently, what they're going for. I know his baseballs are selling $500-$600. I don't know if the photos are still that high right now. But, you know, actually in 2008... when the recession hit, a lot of Hall of Fame autographed items that aren't really tough items actually took kind of a hit. So hopefully the photos haven't gone down too much. We'd have to check that out.
Yeah, and then the second item I got, T-Crown, is the Sandy Koufax autographed baseball. It's certified by PSA DNA.
Oh, that's good. Now, what'd you pay for that? Maybe $300 or $400?
Yeah, you're about right. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that's probably about, I think those are still, depending on how good the grade is, that's still probably in that range.
There's a couple signed photos of Mickey Mantle, 8x10 photos on eBay, going for close to $400.
Are they still? Okay. That's good.
So you got some good value there.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Very good, Pistol. Do you have a Pete Maravich cut signature?
I wish I did. Those are going for big moolah bucks.
I still need one. I have 49 of the top 50 basketball players' signatures, and I still need a Maravich, so I'm still going to have to look. Okay, it's time for a short break. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every Sunday morning, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, sports, pop culture, or political. Give us a call. We're giving away a box of Elite Basketball from Panini to one caller who will get into the drawing. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, so give us a call, 312-332-3776. With a question about the value of your sports collectibles, your political or pop culture items. If you have an item you think might be valuable, give us a call. We'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might be worth in a current auction. And we're giving away to one caller a box of Panini Elite Basketball from 2013-14. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. You see, it's been 50 years since the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show. That's pretty incredible when you think about it. I was looking through Huggins and Scott files. In 2011, they sold in an auction a Sgt. Pepper's display with all four cut signatures from all four Beatles, sold for over $5,200 wow. in an auction a couple years ago. I would think with the 50-year thing going right now, that Beatles stuff would be pretty hot, you know, right? Because there's been a lot of publicity about that.
You know, there's a good segue. You're talking about 50 years ago, kind of right about now, the yeah. Beatles. We have another kind of, how about a week ago, what happened a week ago today? Oh, the Super Bowl. that's it.
Okay.
How did that go for you?
Well, you know, I will say this. I really thought that the crowd would have been pro-Broncos. I could not believe how loud it was, like a Seattle game.
Yep.
If I had known the crowd was going to be that loud, I probably would have picked 24-20 Seattle instead of Broncos, but I never would have picked the blowout that the game turned into. That was maybe the worst Super Bowl I've ever watched.
It was fun to watch the first half, but I wanted to see a closer game, even though I liked Seattle.
Terrible
as, you
game.
Know, I was saying.
It was just terrible.
Yeah, what can you do?
You know, I wanted Manning to win, and he looked rattled from the noise at the start. The whole team looked rattled. They got out of sync. They never got it together, and the Seattle defense was just everywhere.
Yep.
It was. I thought that from the coaches on down, I thought Seattle's coach really outcoached the Broncos coach. Really great game by him. You got to give him credit for playing really well.
Yep.
And we will never, ever talk about that again. Al from Tinley Park is online. What do you have there, Al?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I have a handwritten letter by Connie Mack, and it's on, you know, Philadelphia Athletics stationery from the office of the president. It's got the logo on there, and it's from February of 49. And, you know, it's about 2 pages long, and it talks about all sorts of baseball stuff, period stuff. He mentions, you know, it's during spring training how the team's going to play. He talks about rookies, Nellie Fox, and talks about some other players, Sam Chapman and Wally Moses and Jimmy Dykes, how he was helping recruit some players in. And he talks about his niece and how her brothers could have taken on Dempsey and Tunney in a fight. So it's a good period piece. The only thing that's a catch on it, which I think hurts it a little bit, is it's not signed Connie Mack, it's just signed Connie.
Oh, now how would that affect the value of an item like that, Bill?
Well, Connie Mack was probably one of the biggest letter writers in the history of the penned word. He just loved to write, and we've had lots of his letters, some more than 2-page letters. And he was notorious for just signing them Connie. But that's kind of what you get when he's writing a letter, because he's writing it to somebody generally.
Right.
And his letters sell for 500 to 1,000, it's all really based on content and what he's talking about at that time. And Al said that it does refer to baseball and all that, which is certainly a plus.
What did he say about Nellie Fox in there, Al? Do you remember?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. He just talks about how both utility men, he's talking about Nellie Fox and Todd Davis and how they were recommended by Jimmy Dykes. And he's hoping that they can put in a good year, because I think Nellie Fox he played with the A's for about 3 years, his first few years in his career. And then he just talks about how he thinks the team's going to have a good year. And then he was worried about a couple of the other players. I think Taffy Wright is one of them. He said he's not too sure if he's going to do well. It's to his niece, and it just, you know, the last half of the letter is all about spring training, so it is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that they, like Bill said, the content's huge. If there was some historic thing that he had announced in the letter, that would really help the value. With whenever you get presidential items, that letters like that, it's always big if they're talking about some big historic thing that they're writing in a letter. That really helps the value of that item quite a bit. Okay, Tom from Elmhurst is on the line. What do you have there, Tom?
Hey, we bought a ukulele, took it to the concert, and we got Tom Petty signing it on stage with a copy of a picture and the ticket stub and the playlist that the roadies gave us.
Did he strum it a couple of times on stage so you could?
He didn't strum. He just signed it, but it was pretty cool.
That is neat. When was this that you got it done?
It was about 4 years ago.
No, that's
at the United Center.
How good of a ukulele?
It's a real one. We went to a music store and bought it.
Okay. What do you think on that, Bill?
Boy, I wish I could pull up my ukulele history here and tap into that. But, yeah. No, I mean, those are just great items to put in an auction because you just can't tell what those things are going to bring.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so unique and so one-of-a-kindish that there's got to be, you know, half a dozen or two dozen or more people that are certainly interested in something like that, and they'll tell us what it's worth.
Pretty good chance there wouldn't be another Petty-signed ukulele in that particular auction, right, Bill?
No, it's just one other one, maybe.
Yeah, right. John from Rockford's on the line. What do you have there, John?
How you doing? I got an autographed stick from Marty Lemieux, Gretzky, and Sidney Crosby.
Ooh, all three of them on it?
Yeah, we got it from an All-Star game in Dallas.
Oh, man, that's quite the trio.
I was lucky enough to get them all.
Ooh, how long ago did you get that?
Jeez, 6 years ago, I think it was.
Wow, you think that breaks a grand, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, Bill Huggins, HugginsandScott.com. You can, if you want to auction that.
Yeah, if you want, that's a great item for auction. It just needs to get past the authentication test, but other than that, if you got them in person, I don't think there'll be an issue there.
Yeah,
I got a photo of them too. I'll sign them too, actually.
Oh man, that's a great trio on there. That's a neat item. That would be interesting to see what that did in an auction. You just never know. I love watching auctions. Yeah. You know, you really never know. Sometimes you're like, oh, like Bill said, sometimes you're like, oh man, I thought that would do way more. And other times you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what that did in the auction. Mike from Penn, that's why it's hard to estimate a lot of times. It's just hard to tell.
That's
but
also a big part of the fun of it, the unknown, you know.
Yeah, it really
what
is.
Happens and it's cool.
Mike from Palatine's on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
I got a Joe DiMaggio and a Willie Mays signed ball.
The two of them on one ball?
No, they're separate.
Okay. Mays ball, I think, in nice shape is maybe in the $150 to $200 range. DiMaggio's are probably still around $300, you think, Bill?
I think you got those numbers just right on the number.
Yeah, so that's, you know, depending, a perfect and a high grade or something might do better, but that's pretty much what you're looking at on those guys. Now, here's an interesting item. I don't know that I've ever seen one of these. It'd be interesting to see if Bill has. Tim from Barrington, tell us what you have, Tim.
Yeah, hey, guys. A 1939 team signed University of Iowa football that includes Niall Kinnick on it.
Now, was Niall Kinnick killed in World War II?
Yeah, he died when he was like 22, 24.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So how clear is it? Is it good shape? Is it faded
a
lot?
It's one of the better signatures on the ball. We had it graded and authenticated by PSA back at the show in November.
Mm-hmm.
And it authenticated and it graded out as a 6 out of 10.
Oh, that's cool.
For the ball.
Did they give you an estimate of the value when they were looking at it?
They didn't give me an estimate, but Heritage said it was probably around 15.
Yeah. What do you think, Bill? Is that about?
I think that's a very easy estimate. Was Iowa, Tim, was they a championship team back then, or how was that?
I don't know. Well, he won the Heisman that year, so that was, I guess, one of the, I mean, obviously the big part of that ball. The ball was found in a basement of an older lady in Des Moines.
How many signatures on it?
38.
Wow.
And it, does the ball inflate? Is it?
It is. It's not fully inflatable, but it's somewhat. I'd say it's half inflated.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, depending on, you know, the how Iowa did, if they, I mean, gosh, if they had a Heisman Trophy winner, chances are they probably had a good year that year.
I know they've beaten Notre Dame, and I mean, there wasn't a Big Ten, but I think they, I don't know if there was a national, I don't think they were in the national championship, but type thing, but I know they had a decent year. They call
Plus, it Niall Kinnick, that's a big name, and dying so young as a war hero, basically, you know, that right. Really, I mean, helps the value of that item.
There's probably less than 100 Kinnick autographs out there.
Yeah.
Oh, far less, I would say. Yeah. No, I mean, Tim, that'd be a tremendous item if it's something you're looking to sell to put in our auction, because I'm sure I've got oodles and oodles of bidders out there who have had Niall Kinnick autographs on their wish list for decades, and they'd love to
looks like
allow
Iowa,
you with a number on that.
Yeah,
looks right. Like Iowa went 10-2, 10-2-2 that year, finished number 9 in the country, according to the AP poll in 1939.
Oh, they played that many games, huh?
Yep. Yeah, okay. That's the way it looks.
Well, that's a neat item, Tim. Hopefully we'll see that in a Huggins auction. Speaking of Huggins, okay, they have a current auction running this week that all the items end February 13th. We've been talking about some of the items that are on there right now. There's a Roberto Clemente rookie graded by SGC, a 5.5. That was at $850 the last I looked. A lot of good graded cards. A 1951 Bowman. That's actually the first Mickey Mantle card. SGC 2.5, good plus. That's at $1,900. And then this is kind of a neat, a Marilyn Monroe signed check in a frame display. That's at $1,100. And Ronald Reagan, an autograph frame display. And it shows him, the picture is, he, in 1952, he played Pete Alexander in a movie, so it shows him pitching in, you know, in that movie pose. That's at $1,300. So those are some more items at Huggins & Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your calls about your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, political pop culture items, and we're giving away to one caller a box of Elite Basketball from Panini 2013-14. And you can also tweet a question to me if you have an item. Okay, here I got one from Twitter here. A C57 Art Ross SGC 40 card from Josh Adams sent this along. Bill, does that ring a bell, 1912-13 C57s?
Yeah, those are some of the early Canadian tobacco-type issue cards, and Art Ross, obviously, is Hall of Famer, the one they named the trophy after and all like that, and it's graded a what?
It's graded by SGC VG3.
Oh, okay. I mean, those things, depending on how nice of a 3 it is, so to speak, those things are 1,000 plus or more.
Yeah, very cool. I just retweeted it at my Twitter ID is T Crown Tom. So that's something to remember during the shows, that if I'll check that once or twice during the show, and you can tweet me something. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing just like the callers. Some people don't really like to call in, so you never know. All right, let's get to some callers. Here we have Doug from Deerfield is on the line. This sounds like a neat item. Doug, tell us what you have.
I've got a 1937 Chicago Bears, Washington Redskins NFL championship program. It's really more like a scorecard, but because of what they had with the fire, the top part has been burned off on the cover page. So the question I had for you is, one is, what's the current value, and one is it worth getting one of those, getting it fixed or, you know, refurbished and that type of thing, taking a regular 37 program and kind of making it work.
Now, refresh us about the fire. Would you have the details on that from that year?
Doug, did you get this in our last auction?
Yeah, not the last auction. I know you had one, and I didn't get it in the last auction. I've had one a while back.
You have one that's burned? Because we had one in the last auction.
I thought I saw that, yeah.
Almost all of them have been burned from, the Bears had, the Chicago Bears had a big fire back in, I think it was the late 60s, early 70s, and a lot of their scorecards got partially burned. And so...
Upper left-hand corner?
Basically, you kind of lose the top part of the front cover of the program.
Hmm.
Similar to the one you have.
Do you remember what that went for, Bill?
I want to say it went for around $500.
Yeah, very cool. Okay.
So the question is it worth getting...
Not burned. I mean, not burned and everything like that. You're looking at, $2,000 or more if it's in nice shape. As far as getting it restored, Doug, I don't know. I don't know how they would go about doing that. I'm not a restorer type person, but I would venture to say, I mean, if it's something, if it's worth $50,000 or $100,000, I don't know if I'd screw with getting it, restored. But an item like that, it's only a $400 or $500 item as it is. To have it restored, I would think it can't do anything but add value to it to make this thing back to what it would have looked like.
Okay, let's move along now. We've got quite a few, and time is getting short. Justin from Elk Grove, what do you have there, Justin?
Oh, I have two items. The first item I have is a 1969 Cubs jersey signed by Ron Santo.
Cool.
And then I have a mid-60s Louisville Slugger bat signed by Ron Santo.
I would think the jersey's a couple hundred. What is Santo bat? It's not a game-used Santo bat?
No, it was not a game used. It was just a Louisville Slugger that my father had purchased in the 60s and had him signed because our family used to own raised bleachers across the street, and the players would come in once in a while afterwards, and he had him sign the bat.
I bet you have a lot of memorabilia then. Did you save a lot of stuff from that time frame, Justin?
Oh, yeah. We got tons of Ernie Banks, Fergie Jenkins, tons of stuff.
Oh, maybe next time Bill's in town, Bill Huggins, he can come and take a look. If you want to be auctioning anything, Justin, I'll tell you, he's the guy to talk to.
Perfect. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I would think the bat's probably 100 to 150. Would it be more because it's from the 60s, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Period-type stuff like that is much better than this stuff that they, 80s, 90s stuff.
Okay, very good. Tim from Schererville has a neat item. Tell us what you have, Tim.
Yeah, I have a game-used 1985 Dennis Savard jersey. It's when Gunzo's was the supplier for the Hawks.
Very cool. Now, this was actually worn by Savard in a Blackhawks game.
Yes.
Oh, what do you think, Bill? That's big.
Geez, I mean, if you can get it authenticated and all like that, you got to be looking at 1,000-plus or even considerably more than that.
Yeah.
I got the authentication from the Blackhawks. We got it. We're season ticket holders. We got it back in, 87.
Beautiful. Are you thinking of selling it, Tim?
Thinking about it, yeah.
Okay, well, contact Bill Huggins during the week.
I have one more thing. I have a single-signed Obama baseball from when the 2008 presidential.
Obama single-signed? Yeah. Boy, at the time they were going for a couple grand. I don't know if they're still that high anymore. I know at the time they were a couple grand. Yeah.
Save box.
But I would think they'd be still at least a grand. That's a big money. And that's always going to have a lot of value with the first African-American president, through history. That's going to be a valuable item. Lester from Michigan City's on the line. What do you have there, Lester?
Yes, I have a Ron Santo rookie card. I got in the mail from the Chicago Cubs back in 2012. And on the back, it's got a little gold stick with numbers on it. Would that be worth anything?
Is it an autographed card, like a reprint?
I don't know what you would call it, but there's no signature at all on there. It's just him holding a bat. And
if it's his rookie card, the condition is so key on that. If you have something 9 or 10 condition, then you're looking hundreds or more. But other than that, if it's a lower grade, you're looking maybe $50 to $100. Unfortunately, people, we're at the end of the show. Save your calls for next week. We're on 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time every week. We're not going to be able to get to anybody else. Vince, it's time to do the drawing now for the free box of Panini Elite Basketball. The winner is...
Winner's going to be Pistol Pat from Westchester.
Pistol Pat wins the box. And what does he have to do in order to get the box?
Email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience.
All right. Very good.
Free of charge.
Free of charge. Right. ERC Delivery. What an awesome thing that is. Okay. Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions. The current auction goes till February 13th. Bill, can people still sign up in your auctions to if they want to bid on something?
You can sign up and bid, you know, up until you got to have initial bids in by 10 p.m. on Thursday night.
Okay.
But people still sign up the last day and, you know, sometimes even in the last hour. Try to give us a little more time. We've had some issues sometimes where people call up with 5 minutes left to go and want to register. That's sometimes tough to do.
But, can't always get them in that late. So try to do it early in the week, Monday or Tuesday, if you can. If you HugginsandScott.com. And then don't forget to check out TCrownTom.com, my website. I've got that Byron Buxton Beckett 10 autograph ending today. That
beautiful
thing's
card.
625. It's a 10 autograph, 10 card.
You know, okay. We forgot to give Vince some props about saving the guy's life out in California.
Oh.
You heard about Clint Eastwood saving the guy's life.
Okay, we'll do it next week. We're at the end here. Don't forget, Bill. Have a great week, everybody. Stay warm. Winter's almost over.